Are you passionate like the red rose? Or do you relate better to the shrinking violet? Do you feel more like an annual, a perennial? Or are you a true evergreen? Have you ever felt helpless, dominated, overtaken by a life force greater than your own? Well, then you may agree that the following story from our In the Garden series was cultivated just for someone like you. It's called The Occupiers, and it was taped live in New York City on September 29th, 2019.
Do you ever notice in urban environments or wherever cement or asphalt is laid, there are plants that find a way to somehow adapt, coexist, or somehow push through? Ivy that clings to old edifices, a plant finding the smallest crack in a sidewalk or in a brick wall, defying the impossible, finding a way to persist despite the very human obstacles in its way. In the following play, The Occupiers, we're about to find out just how resilient and unpredictable our green co-inhabitants can be.
Excuse me?
Are you who I think you are?
Well, I don't know. Who do you think I am?
Well, a little deductive reasoning goes a long way. You're not anyone I recognize from this neighborhood. You're dressed a certain way. Well, to take a look at those pressed slacks and that snazzy Izod shirt of yours. Well, that's a look that says, I'm on the job. You look just like the type of person I told them at the town hall to send.
And what type of person is that?
A real tiger, a go-getter, someone who will set things straight.
Okay, well, you sized me up, all right. You're the one who called for me to come then, huh?
I personally called Supervisor Del Mara. He's a very busy man, but he always has time to take my calls. He's a family friend, you see. He and my late husband were fishing buddies.
Okay.
My name's Jackie Joyce. What's your name, Inspector?
Nick Hopman, with a P. Nice to meet you, Miss Joyce. So you're concerned about your next-door neighbor, it seems.
Oh, concerned? No, I used to be concerned. Now I'm just flat-out disgusted, which is why I finally decided to call Supervisor Del Mara at the town hall. I called him and I said, now, Timmy,
I heard. Your next-door neighbor, Mrs. Goldenrod, is becoming a problem.
Oh, no, it's not quite like that. Oh, the poor woman is alone, and I'm afraid she's just slipping further and further away, and her property is an outright blight. Oh, that rhymes, doesn't it? Outright blight.
I can plainly see her property's badly in need of some landscaping.
Well, to say the least, we meaning the entire citizenry of this neighborhood, have tolerated it for a very long time. But we've finally...
You speak for everyone around here, then?
Well, I do serve as a volunteer on the community board, if that's what you mean.
And you own a considerable amount of property in this town, I understand.
Oh, then you are familiar with me. Why are we being so coy, Mr. Hopman?
Oh, I never try to make assumptions, Mrs. Joyce.
Jackie, call me Jackie.
Mrs. Goldenrod's property. There's a considerable amount of acreage there, correct? Considerably more than your own?
Oh, well, look at that disaster area over there, will you? Oh, so much potential, so much value. All of it just going to waste. Well, it's starting to affect all of our property values. It's quite unfair, you see, given our tax bracket and all.
Well, it's pretty safe to assume she will be receiving a summons.
A summons? Well, that's the least you could do. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look for yourself. I think you'll quickly agree that condemnation is in order.
Condemnation? Something to be gained there by her home being condemned, Mrs. Joyce?
Oh, please, honey, call me Jackie. Here, this is for you.
What's that?
Just a little thank you for your service, Mr. Hartman. Take a look around Mrs. Goldenrod's property. See if you agree with me. I know you will. It pays to agree with me.
Thank you, Mrs. Joyce. Jackie. Oh, boy. Oh, God, what a friggin' mess. What have I gotten myself into now? Oh, this is such a ridiculous job. I need to start reconsidering my career choices.
Hello? Can I help you?
Hello! Are you Mrs. Goldenrod?
That's me. Who are you?
Building inspector.
Building inspector?
My name's Hartman, with a P.
Do you have any kind of identification, Mr. Hartman?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Here it is.
I can't see it so well. Come closer, please.
Certainly. Oh, dear.
That was a nasty spill you took there.
Oh, doggone it, Mrs. Goldenrod.
I'm so sorry.
This is exactly why I'm here. What the heck did I just trip over?
Oh, you tripped over a vine. His name is Randall. Randall hooked your shin real good there. Naughty boy, Randall.
Randall?
Excuse me, Mr. Hartman. Marvin? Marvin! Now, what did I tell you? You just keep that up and you're going to knock over my garden gnome.
Marvin?
Marvin is my Kentia palm. Rare in this part of the world. Marvin is a good boy, but unruly sometimes. He likes his mischief. Marvin, I'm warning you. Oh!
You like to talk to your plants.
Yes, and they listen. Well, sometimes they listen. Oh, Marvin!
Oh, your garden gnome, it fell over, huh?
Well, that's what Marvin would like you to think. He pushed it over, didn't you, Marvin? Oh, what a rascal. But I can't ever stay mad at him for too long. He's a good boy.
Okay. Mrs. Goldenrod, you have a very interesting-looking place. Lots and lots and lots and lots of plant life. It seems to go on forever.
Some people take in stray cats or dogs. I kind of do the same thing with plants.
Oh, I like these purple flowers here on this side of your porch in particular.
The oxalises? You don't mean those oxalises, do you?
Oh, they're pretty. At least, I think they are.
They're only pretty on the outside. They're nothing but weeds.
Oh, those flowers are weeds?
Those are not flowers. Any amateur gardener can easily affirm that. They are pests, and I hate to admit it. They are winning.
Winning?
The weeds are winning. Oxalises are known in the gardening world as occupiers. I used to be able to fend them off, but I'm getting too old to keep fighting them any longer. They are closing in on us. I'm scared for my babies.
Can't you afford to hire some landscapers?
My husband left me more money than I know what to do with, Inspector. Believe me, I've tried hiring landscapers.
And what happened?
The last time I tried to do that... Boy, when was that? 10, 12 years ago?
Yes, Mrs. Goldenrod?
Mr. Towley, You need to tell your men to follow the specific instructions I gave you.
What are they doing wrong? I don't see them doing anything wrong.
They're doing everything wrong. Don't they understand? There's a big difference between trimming and slashing.
I don't think they're doing that bad of a job. Come on now, Mrs. Goldenrod.
Oh, just look at my hedges. Pruning is an art. My plants need barbers, not butchers. No.
Look, Mrs. Goldenrod, we have a lot of houses to do, not just yours.
Well, I'm paying you very well. I was told you were the best in town. What the... Oh! Hey, you! You there!
What is it, Mrs. Goldenrod? I can relay it to them.
You go and tell your men to treat my plants with the same respect and courtesy that they are showing your men.
What?
You heard what I said. They require love and respect. Don't you men work with plant life for a living? Oh, I shudder to think how you treat your own children.
All right, Mrs. Goldenrod. I'll let them know. Jeff! Sal! Hey, guys! Hey, over here!
Hey, what's up? What do you want?
What gives?
I just need you knuckleheads to stand there a moment and nod your heads while I talk to you, all right?
Now what?
That batty lady who hired us. She's watching us from the porch. I need to humor her for a second.
Humor her?
Yeah, just nod your heads like I'm giving you a good talking to.
Why?
'Cause she thinks we're not being gentle enough with her babies.
You're kidding.
I am not.
Oh, what the hell does she expect us to do? Bottle feed them and burp them? Come on.
I know. It's ridiculous. She's a nut. But we really need the clients this summer. If we put on enough of an act, she won't notice the difference. You got it?
I'm still not sure what you expect us to do.
I don't know. Just be a little neater is all. Let's double time it, fellas. We have 6 other houses to get to today. Hey, wait. Sal? Jeff?
Now what?
Oh, for Christ's sake. The old lady's gonna flip.
What's the matter, Mr. Tolly?
You were supposed to use the organic weed killer.
That's not it?
No, that's the cheap stuff. She paid extra for the organic.
Oh, crap.
Who can tell the difference?
She can tell the difference, that's who.
Well, it's too late now.
If you got any of that stuff on the plants, oh, jeez.
There might have been a little runoff. I mean, come on, nothing serious.
Dude. I guarantee she will not notice. In the end, none of these crackpots ever do.
Totally, man. Come on, let's get real here. For what we're doing out here, she's paying, but she's not paying that much. Know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
I can't believe this. Who's the boss here?
You are.
You're damn right I am. You like having this gig, guys?
Well, not at the moment, particularly, Lily.
Guys?
What?
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
Jeff, what, did you run over a cow with your mower over there?
Nope, I did not.
What the hell is that? Where's that coming from? Holy crap.
Holy crap. It can't be.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
How come that plant is shaking like that?
And why does it keep...
All right, this is too weird.
Oh, no. My Beatrice. My precious baby. What have you done to her? What have you done?
Mrs. Goldenrod, I...
Beatrice, you idiots! You killed her! You killed her!
Mrs. Goldenrod,
get out of here! All of you, go!
Well, that's quite a story, Mrs. Goldenrod.
You see, that's why I find it so hard to trust anyone with my babies. But the weeds, the oxalises, they're winning. I can't fight them back any longer. I can't protect my babies. I don't know who else to turn to.
Mrs. Goldenrod, I'm sorry. I hate to be the one to pour salt on an open wound, but, I have no choice but to give you this summons from the county for...
Oh, give it to me. I understand, and I will pay it.
Mrs. Goldenrod, there's something else you should know.
Yes?
Well, it's about a larger issue you're going to have to deal with.
Larger issue?
Yes, it seems it's that a certain person in this town that believes this place should...
What's wrong, Inspector Hauptmann?
Please correct me if I'm wrong.
Wrong? About what?
What did you call those purple flower weeds again?
Oxalises.
Oxalises, yes. Oxalises.
What about them?
Can it be... Maybe I'm just misremembering that I...
What do you mean?
Earlier, I saw that batch of oxalises on the left side of your porch.
And?
Well, now I'm seeing them on the right side of your porch. Is my memory faulty?
It is not.
Then what just happened here?
The oxalises. They're coming for me, too, you see. They're really quite aggressive. Eventually, they will find a way through the front door, then the living room, then upstairs to my bedroom.
What?
They used to be slow-moving, but they are getting stronger every day. It's only a matter of time. I'm too old and tired to fight them any longer. Do I need to pay this summons in person?
You can pay online or by mail. Or in person, if you'd prefer.
A personal check is acceptable?
Yes, that's fine.
Terrific. Mr. Hauptmann, I believe you were trying to tell me something a moment ago. What was it?
Nothing, Mrs. Goldenrod. Nothing of major importance.
Very well, then. Good afternoon, Inspector.
Good afternoon, Miss Goldenrod.
Oh, if it isn't my good Inspector Hauptmann.
Hi, Mrs. Joyce.
Jackie, please. Enough with the Mrs. Joyce stuff. So, you went over there? You saw for yourself what I was going on about then?
I saw it.
And?
I served her a summons.
Great. And what else did you tell her?
Here, Mrs. Joyce.
What are you doing, Mr. Hauptmann?
I don't need your money. Thanks anyway.
Well...
Good afternoon, Mrs. Joyce.
Don't be surprised if your name comes up during my next chat with Supervisor Delmara, Mr. Hauptmann.
Do what you have to do.
What are you staring at?
So, you have them too?
Have what?
Growing on the side of your porch there.
Where did those little purple flowers come from? Who put those there?
Oh, those aren't flowers, Mrs. Joyce. Those things apparently are something else entirely.
heart's a flower, your heart's a weed, growing like a disease. Your love is costly, my love is free. Take this burden off of me. If I came to you falling down on my knees, you'd probably turn me away. And yet you still want me to be like your priest, confessions to me all day. My heart's a flower, your heart's a weed. You go where you please. Your love's a hard sell, mine's on my sleeve. Take this target off of me. If you came to me, baby, with more than nothing, I wouldn't know what to do. I've gotten so used to the endless routine of being affected by you. If I came to you crawling down on my knees, you'd probably turn me away. And yet you still want me to be like your priest, confessions to me all day.
Thank you. Thank you, Emily. That was a one-of-a-kind Emily Fremgen performing her song, Flower Weed. Emily is currently at work on a new album, but you can also find her music on Spotify, SoundCloud, and YouTube. So remember the name Emily Fremgen and find her.
And you just heard The Occupiers. The cast featured in this episode include Eric Davey Gislason as Hopman, Mary Murphy as Lily Goldenrod, David Linton as Mr. Tolly, Michael Pate as Sal, Alan LaForest as Jeff, Casey LaForest as Beatrice the Plant, and the part of Jackie Joyce was played by me, Ali Silva. The song you heard, Flower Weed, was written and performed by Emily Fremgen. The Occupiers was written by Sylvan Sandovar and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score was improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer was Andrew Hammond. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. So, my darling listeners, we put a lot of time, effort, love, energy, heart, and soul into making Fireside Mystery Theater. We hope you hear all of that, and we hope that what we do makes you chuckle and get goosebumps in equal measure. Your support in any form is vital so that we can keep creating thrills and chills for your ears for free. And for those of you who can support us through Patreon with $5 or more a month, we've got something special for you. It's bonus content. Each month, we create an exclusive audio treat for our patrons in the form of the Patreon playlet. From this In the Garden series, we've got one called The Great Orchid of Pantropus. It's a sweet bud of a story that is actually a companion piece to one of the main episodes from the show and offers a nice surprise for our regular listeners. But beyond that, we have all sorts of perks for different monthly support levels through Patreon. We've got discounts on merch, postcards from Sunken Harbor, audio greetings from cast members, podcast shoutouts. Oh, and I cannot forget the official Fireside Mystery Theater lapel pin. It's pretty classy. Become an FMT Patreon patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or follow the links from our website. We are so grateful for any support you give to help our endeavors blossom and to stoke the embers that keep our fireside flickering. First, she was a trailblazer, and for that we have been so grateful. But now we find she has become one of our beloved number one phantoms. Isn't Samantha Shireson the coolest? Samantha, thank you so much for believing in us. Now you have access to our exclusive monthly Patreon playlists, and in particular, one coming soon that is a dark and fun little bonus to the very story you just heard. It's fabulous folk like you, Samantha, who keep our fires burning so we can keep creating. You're the best. Ratings and reviews. Every podcast asks you for them. But there's something to it, and specifically, it's the Apple Podcast rating and review that is most coveted. But it really is the easiest and most inexpensive way to support the podcasts you love. So, to small indie creators like us, it does mean a lot. And since we're speaking of indie creators, we are thrilled to tell you about The Queer Review. It's an online outlet that features news, reviews, and interviews about LGBTQ+ film, TV, theater, art, books, and music, as well as mainstream entertainment through a queer lens. Recent interviews include author-turned-documentary filmmaker T. Cooper on his trans bodybuilding documentary, Man Made, queer performer Boy Radio on his new album, Pop That, and actor David Schachter, star of seminal gay film Buddies from 1985, the first American feature film to deal with the AIDS crisis. The Queer Review is created and edited by our very own fabulous Fireside family member, James Kleinman. We highly recommend that you check out this treasure trove at thequeerreview.com. All of our friends in the New York City area should know that on Sunday, December 15th at 5 p.m., we'll be reading poems, soothsaying, and looking deep into a crystal ball with a fabulous series of tales from a show we call The Fortune Teller. Get those tickets now so you can join us at slipperroom.com or follow the link from our website. We switched up our order of episode release, so that curious couple of saps I mentioned last time, they'll be coming up next from our In the Garden series, dripping from a dark little tale called The Golden Glow. I say it's a very good thing for one's 2 feet to be firmly planted on the ground. But darling, that's no reason not to mind the shadows.